Welcome to Hello Halo. Try saying that five times fast. It might be possible, but it does seem a little bit tricky. Anyways, it is Vincent, and I am going to give you my controversial take on Halo Infinite. And the reason why I say this is controversial is because it seems like the news media and a lot of my friends and just everyone in general seems to love this game. I know there's people out there that are not fans, but I personally do not know them, and I have not seen them. But I know that they're out there, so if you're out there, cool. But I wanted to share this take because, A, I believe in it. B, I don't really see it. And C, new perspectives are always something I think's valuable to look into. So, of course, you know, people are complaining about the progression system, but they still love the game. And, you know, that can be fixed. But I think at its very core, this game feels like a Halo that is made by someone who, or a team that are fans of Halo, but are also fans of, like, Call of Duty and some other modern shooters. And my friends who seem to like this game more than other Halos seem to also be people that are really into Call of Duty and Battlefield and these other games that were nothing like Halo. You know, I never got into those games. Like, I got into Halo. I used to play Halo all the time. It's one of my favorite series of all time. And it just always felt so unique and different compared to the competition out there. And now it's still different than Call of Duty and Battlefield and stuff like that. However, one of the biggest things that changed for me is the ability for reversals. I mean, now you can get, like, a medal that says reversal. Oh, like, if you're being attacked and you can turn around and kill them before they kill you, you get that. Well, that used to not be, like, an award in any way, because that used to be, like, a way that you'd actually just play Halo. And when talking to my coworker, talking to some friends that used to not really like Halo at all, they said that's actually what they hated about old-school Halo, and that's why they like Halo Infinite, is because, like, you could run up on someone, start shooting them, and then they can outplay you and basically turn around on you and take you out. And now that's still possible, but it's way more difficult. It's, like, not really integral or part of the game's identity. It's just something that can happen. And to me, that's, like, a huge, huge difference. And it's just an unfortunate loss. And that's not even to consider, like, while they can change the progression system, this is still a free-to-play game. And because of that, they're going to find ways to monetize it. And those ways are going to be not fun. I mean, currently you're having players doing weird things sometimes instead of trying to win or play and be part of the team and trying to do these weird challenges so they can progress. But the challenges are tough because the way the weapons spawn is weird. I don't like the way the weapons spawn. It's just, we still don't have Team Slayer, which I'm sure that they're going to add. But really what I personally think this is this reminds me of, like, the Star Wars prequels. I feel like you have so many people that are fans of Halo that are swearing by this game. They're saying this game's awesome and amazing. And they, like, I honestly feel like some of these people are going to wake up out of this. I think that they are genuinely enjoying it right now, but I think their mind is in a trance. I don't think this game is where they want it to be, but I think that they are believing it is, because I think they're also kind of falling in line with the hype. And I've always been someone that can always see things outside the hype. I've never been someone that falls in line with hype, even to my detriment a lot of times. But I think in this case, it allows me to see that this is what's going to happen, because with the Star Wars prequels, a ton of people would see the movie over and over and over again. They kept buying the movie tickets, going back into the theater, watching it over and over again, because they got into denial. Like, they were like, oh yeah, I'm so in love with the prequels, and they kept doing it. And it took them a while. They had to step back and away from it. The hype had to die down, and they said, you know what, I didn't really enjoy that. And I feel like that will happen here. Now, one big difference is this game can be updated, it can be fixed, it can be changed in a lot of ways. So I kind of think it's going to be a little bit like the prequels, but it's also going to be a little bit like Fallout 76. Now, I haven't gone back to play Fallout 76, but I heard it's a lot better now. So, you know, years after its release, a lot of things have been worked out, apparently. There's a lot more content, all this stuff. So now it's in a really good spot. So I do think that it could genuinely be at a really good spot for multiplayer and things like that. But you're going to have a way less fan base playing Halo. Like, right now is the time that everyone's playing, you know, quote-unquote everyone. But I think that, you know, down the road it could be a lot better, but there's going to be a lot less people because that's just the way people work. You know, it's no longer hype. Something else is hype, so people moved on. Also, like, with the prequels, there's going to be people that are growing up right now, you know, people that are just into their teen years probably, people that are 12, 13, 14, maybe 15. Those people, you know, 10 years from now are going to look back on Halo Infinite and say it was the best Halo. Like, that's just like, it's just hitting them at a certain point in their life where they are going to look back on it regardless of how good or bad the game is. And they're just going to say that it's the best Halo because that's like what they first got accustomed to. And that's fine. But to me, I just, and at first when I thought about doing this little podcast, it was before I got to play a lot of Halo Infinite. And I was thinking about how, like, you know, I was going to say it, like, felt hollow. Like, it felt like it's lacking originality and some creativity and stuff like that. But I'm not going to say that anymore because I do think that you can tell that they've definitely tried adding a lot of new things, a lot of new items, a lot of new weapons, a lot of new designs, and some new game types. I think there's definitely creativity there. So I'm not going to go at that angle. And I do appreciate that a lot. But the time to kill, you know, being so much, I guess technically you'd say the time to kill is shorter, which means that people are dying faster. It's not Halo to me. It just, I feel like, I could be wrong. I mean, I know that there's tons of games that have it that way that are super popular, but I don't know. I feel like I can't be the only one that's a Halo fan that feels this way. I mean, maybe I just didn't change with the times or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. That's my prediction. You can consider it marked right here in history. And we can look back on it in a couple years and we can see if ended up kind of fading. Because, I mean, really, this is 343's third chance, you know? And they really need this Halo to pay off because 4 and 5 didn't do so well for them in terms of, like, you know, people always talk about how great 1, 2, 3, and Reach is, and 343 always gets left out of that equation. So, like, Halo Infinite needs to be, like, oh, no, Halo Infinite is one of the best ones, or it can stand toe-to-toe with the originals. Like, that's what they need it to be, and I'm just going to predict that that's not what's going to be. I think that money is going to get in the way. I think there's going to be weird monetization issues. I think there's going to be weird progression, even if they change the way it currently is. I think we're still going to run into some hurdles with it. I think the gameplay isn't quite as good as people say it is. I think people are kind of fooling themselves to believe it is. And I just don't think that it's, I don't think it's there. I just don't. That's how I feel. Now, I do feel like there's some really cool stuff in the game. I feel like there's cool things you can do with some of the items and some of the weapons. I just don't think it's going to do it. It's my opinion. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Be sure to follow if you haven't for more random spurts of Hello Insert X. And we'll catch you next time. Stay awesome.